This episode is brought to you by Tradu. Tradu is a new trading and investing platform built for people who take markets seriously. Whether you trade daily or invest for the long term, Tradu gives you access to tight spreads, institutional grade pricing, and tools like Analyst AI, so you can cut through the noise and act with confidence. Find out more at tradu.com. 65% of retail CFD accounts lose money. Your capital is at risk.
Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, now also available on the UK Investor Magazine mobile app. For today's podcast, we're going to be taking a deep dive into artificial intelligence in trading and investing. We're going to be looking at it from a broker's perspective, and we're also going to be looking at the benefits for investors and traders. And to do that, we're very kindly joined today by Brendan Callan, who is the CEO of Tradu. Brendan, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me, Jonathan. Good to be with you.
So really looking forward to this conversation. We're going to be delving into some of the latest technological advancements in trading and investing. But before we get into it, Brendan, please could you give us an introduction, first of all, to yourself as well as Tradu, please?
Yeah, happy to. So I'm an American. My accent probably gives me away there, but I'm based in London. Been there for 15 years. I've been in the markets for 25 now. I'm the CEO of Tradu, which is also a brokerage headquartered in London. We're multi-asset, so we offer spread bet stocks. We have a wallet in the app. And yeah, excited to be talking to you today about some of the AI tools. We've just launched a recent one, and I'm looking forward to getting into that.
Exactly. And that's one of the main reasons why we're speaking today. But to start with, there's two sides, as I said, to this. There's the broker side, you know, you as a platform, how you're using AI, and then the tools available to investors and traders. And that's where we're going to bring in analyst AI a little bit later on in the conversation. But to start with, Brendan, could we start with looking at how Tradu are deploying AI internally in terms of looking at things like fraud detection, trade execution, and maybe some recommendations that you're putting out and chatbot assistance for your clients?
Yeah, certainly. So for us, there isn't a centralized like AI division or function at the company. Each department is pursuing AI tools that kind of help, you know, scratch their big itches, so to speak. We do have certainly risk in the cyber team that have created an approval and procurement process to make sure any AI tools that we utilize, you know, go through a sense check and safety check, et cetera. But it is kind of department by department. We do have Copilot deployed across the organization. So just everyone in their day-to-day is using it to summarize emails or, you know, if there was a Teams meeting that they couldn't make, obviously Copilot offers a good way of summarizing that without having to go watch the whole recording again. So things like that just help with operational efficiencies. We do use it in fraud detection. We get a whole lot of false positives in our AML alerts. When you sign up an account with a broker like ours, we do general internet searches like Google searches, and there's a lot of false positives that come up with similar names and things like that. So AI is helping suppress those quite a bit. We use it in translations quite religiously, quite actively. We have AI bots that do copy editing for us in all of the email and marketing material that we put out to make sure our commas are in the right place, more straightforward stuff. We use it in software development and the quality assurance process, which I think, you know, is worth dwelling on a little bit, or something we can come back to. I think you mentioned execution. We don't use it in the execution engine. We haven't found a need for it there yet. Our execution's already low milliseconds, so there's not much AI add there as far as speed or even the logic it goes. Right now, we don't use it in our support. So right now, all the customer support, chat, email, phone calls are all done by real humans still. We are looking at options. It's a high bar to get over to be able to provide an AI bot that gives human-like experience. And we haven't found one just yet. We're not writing it off, so to speak, just yet. We are looking at some options and maybe implementing it in the future. But right now, actually, providing human-level support is a point of pride for us. We want to be able to provide AI bots and tools where you want them in your trading. But when you want customer support, we all still want to speak to human beings. So that's kind of how we're falling down on the two sides of that fence.
Indeed, you're very much keeping the human in the loop, but at the same time, extensively deploying AI across the business. From your perspective, Brendan, brokers that aren't embracing the power of AI, do you feel that those brokers will be left behind?
Yes, of course. Any company in financial services that isn't utilizing AI will fall behind, particularly when it comes to their software development lifecycle and the process of enhancing their platform. So we cater to a very demanding audience, right? Our clients that trade spread bet and CFDs are trading on leverage. They're trading 24 hours a day. They expect very small millisecond latency, no slippage. They constantly want new features and new markets to be accessible through the platform. So we have an endless list of features and functionalities and enhancements that we want to do and get through. And at this point, any fintech company that's not utilizing AI in their software development lifecycle is going to be falling behind real quick.
Thank you. So moving on now to the investor side of things, and this is going to take us quite nicely into the analyst AI tool. You mentioned there the execution was already pretty quick. So apart from faster execution and the analyst AI tool, which we're going to discuss in more detail after this, how else can traders and investors see the benefits of AI being built into your systems?
So AI in general is just a massive step forward as far as analytical efforts go. It speeds that process up magnificently. And I'll give an example. And actually, I think I posted this on LinkedIn months back. Earlier in the year, I was looking for a European defense fund index. And at the time, it didn't exist. I think there's a couple that have come out now. To come up with one, I could have spent a half a day doing research into the market caps of all the players in the space. I could have dug into Airbus's revenue stream and bifurcated how much of it is, you know, the commercial sector versus the defense sector. All of that would have taken gobs of time and effort. Instead, I went to Claude and said, drum me up a European defense sector ETF. And 20 seconds later, it spit out the right 10 names and even the suggested weighting. So that kind of thing, just in the hands of the retail investor, is magnificent. Like, it just speeds everything up. If you have an idea, the time from your idea to bringing it to life is gotten so much faster thanks to just the off-the-shelf models. I did this in the free one. You know, it wasn't a complicated prompt or query, and it came back with a great answer. And by the way, anecdotally, that ETF that it came up with is up 90% year to date. So, you know, if you can put an idea like that into your portfolio as quickly as that, like, the benefits can be magnificent.
Indeed. So one of the main reasons we're speaking today, Brendan, is that the launch of Tradu's analyst AI service to investors and traders using the platform. Please, can we run through the main features, the functionality, and how do traders actually access it?
Yeah, good, John. And I appreciate the chance to do a little bit of a sales pitch here. I'll keep it tempered.
Please do.
So we're really excited about having launched Analyst AI. To do it justice, you really got to get your hands on it and use it. And I suggest, you know, your audience do that. I think of it like this. Like, the George Soroses of the world and the Stanley Druckenmillers have teams, hundreds of analysts that go out and scour planet Earth all day long, every day, working 100-hour weeks to drum up the next possible trade for the fund. Analyst AI does that, you know, in a few pretty straightforward clicks. So how it works is it covers stocks, it covers ETFs, so therefore the indices, obviously, and FX. And it will give whatever product you're analyzing, let's just take NVIDIA as an example. If you're digging into NVIDIA, it will give you an overall score, and that's using AI logic for weighting the sub ratings that I'll get to next. And then you can rank and you can, you know, cross chart the different factors against each other. So a little bit more specifically, each product, each in this case stock, is broken down and given scores based on the fundamental picture of that stock. And, you know, the data that feeds this tool costs $100,000 a month, like S&P, Morningstar. There's big ticket sentiment feeds that are fed into the machine. So it will give you the full fundamental picture of NVIDIA stock in this case, you know, the revenue structure, the breakdown, the debt-to-equity ratios, everything that would take you, you know, a couple hours to pull off the balance sheet and the financial statements, it puts in front of you in a couple quick clicks. It'll give a score for the technical factors of that stock, the sentiment, and then the money flows. So is the smart money, ETFs and mutual funds moving into NVIDIA or moving out of it? Are they building on a position that they already have, or are they scaling out of it? And then again, the smart logic, the AI logic, will weight those different factors based on the importance to that specific stock, in this case, again, NVIDIA. So the Mag 7 would have a higher weighting for the sentiment indicators or the sentiment score than maybe the utility stocks would, which will be more heavily weighted to the fundamentals of the stock. There's kind of a five quarters approach to it where you can plot these factors against each other. You can see in what quadrant NVIDIA would be in with the fundamental indicators plotted against the sentiment indicators. See if it's in the top right you know, plot or quartile or the bottom left one. It will plot the competitors, the suppliers of that company and the buyers of that company. So you get this kind of full view breakdown of, you know, the strength of that stock or whatever it is that you're looking into. It's just a magnificent tool. Like I said, to do it justice, you really got to get your hands on it. And therefore, to answer your second question, we provide it free to all of our customers. So utilize it by opening an account with TradeU. You get what we call an essential level access that gives you access to the overall score and a lot of the plotting functionality for any size account. You get the detail of the sentiment, the fundamental, the technical, and the order flow or money flows and positioning if you have an account with 5,000 or more at TradeU. So there's a little bit of a threshold there for the professional version, but both are fantastic tools. And again, we're really excited to get in front of the customers.
Indeed, indeed. And so, I mean, some of the data that you've outlined there would only usually be accessible through certain terminals that cost thousands of pounds per year. So you're putting that right into the hands of everyday investors, which is pretty exciting stuff. In terms of the functionality, when a user is within the platform, do they access those stats in a sort of prompting style as you'd associate with tools like ChatGPT, for example? Or is all of this research presented to them? You know, you're obviously doing the work behind the scenes, and then you present that through an interface and it's already there. Or does the user actually have to go and say, right, I want to find out, for example, NVIDIA's supply chain. I want to get some research into that. And then they feed that in. Or is it already there for them?
Yeah, it's already there for them. So when you log into the thing, you log into a dashboard and it will start to give you heat map type outlooks or a presentation. So you can sort by the biggest movers of the week, of the day, by stock price. You can sort by the biggest movers as far as the sentiment indicator goes. You can sort by the biggest, you know, movers as far as the fundamental indicators go. It gives you a launching point, so to speak. It's not just an empty prompt field that you've got to, you know, drum up an idea and plug in. It's presenting you with these different sectors and stocks, and you can drill in. You can say, okay, well, I want to drill in specifically to the defense sector as an example. So you could dig up the ETF that covers that. You could, like I said, you could delve into NVIDIA very specifically, but it starts you off on a dashboard that can really guide your journey. So it's an educated, you know, presentation of all the analytics available.
We're just going to take a brief break from the podcast to bring you a message from our sponsors. Keeping up with the markets takes time, and if you're trading on your own, that can feel like a second job. That's where TradeU helps. It's a multi-asset trading platform that gives you free access to Analyst AI, your always-on research assistant. Analyst AI flags market shifts, trends, and sentiment, so you can focus on decisions, not digging. As one user put it, I used to spend 2 hours a day on research. Now I spend 2 minutes. And if you want to go deeper, TradeU also offers access to institutional research from Jefferies Financial Group. With smarter tools, institutional pricing, and 4.5% interest on unused funds, TradeU is built to give active traders more control and more clarity. Visit TradeU.com to get started. Interest subject to a minimum balance. Terms and conditions apply. 65% of retail CFD accounts lose money. Your capital is at risk. Thank you for listening to this message from our sponsors, TradeU. And now back to the podcast. When you were putting this together and you were developing the Analyst AI tool, what were the most interesting findings for you as a company when you were going through this process?
I'll give an example. One of the things that I appreciate about the tool is, you know, I mentioned it will show you an indicator for smart money, so to speak. Are ETFs and hedge funds moving into NVIDIA or moving out of it? Are they adding to a position they already have? Or are they scaling back on it? The tool very consciously bifurcates ETF flow and mutual fund flow. And that's important. ETFs go out with a target exposure ratio that they've got to marry. So when Oracle spiked last week, there was ETFs that had to sell position because it became too heavily weighted in the ETF and they had to make a commitment to exact exposure thresholds or limits. So that's structural flow. That's not because the ETF has decided now is not the time to buy Oracle, or not the time to pile out of positions. It's just they have a ratio that they've got to meet as far as the exposure to each of the stocks in the ETF goes. Mutual funds are different. They're actually taking an educated position. Like they're either adding to a position or removing from it. So the fact that this tool bifurcates those is extremely important and really helps our clients zero in on, okay, what if this flow is just structural flow? These are ETFs that are having to pile out because, again, Oracle spiked last week. And what if it is real smart money flow of mutual funds that think, okay, what happened last week with Oracle is, you know, there'll be more to come and we want more exposure to it. So that's an important one. You know, this may sound cheesy, but it's true. It's access to this tool starts to kind of change your analytical mindset. And I'll give an example that may help clarify what I'm talking about. A couple of weeks ago, I was at a Bloomberg event that was focused on sustainability sector. They held it at their London headquarters. It was great. A lot of great panel discussions and expert speakers in that. And as you could probably guess, one of the big topics that was coming up on almost all of the conversations was the sector's kind of resilience in the face of the current American administration, which is kind of famously and quite overtly anti-green. And was the smart money, like, was the sector showing resilience? These are obviously big, many, many billion dollar projects in the sustainability space, like, you know, North Sea wind farms and things like that aren't tens of millions, they're tens of billions. And they take many, many years, you know, to build and to pull off. So, you know, as I was sitting in the sessions and engaging in some of these conversations, my mind was already back at my desk, because I knew as soon as I get back to my desk, I'm going to pull up some of the ETFs in the sustainability sector and see and plot their sentiment scores and indicators against the professional money flows and kind of see what the picture was there. And it's curious, like there's been kind of a stalling in the sentiment against the sentiment score against the sector, and the smart money wasn't piling out of positions. It wasn't adding more necessarily, but that kind of leads you to thinking, all right, well, what could change, right? So the U.S. has midterm elections not too far off. And if the Democrats make up a lot of ground in that election, there might be a chance for sentiment to pop in the sustainability sector. And that may be the opportunity that the smart money is waiting on to pile back in. And with this tool, you can kind of see some of those forces play out ahead of time and try to get in front of a move like that. So, you know, I hope that kind of more clarifies my previous statement. You start thinking like this, okay, if I'm ingesting news all day long on, you know, Bloomberg or FT or wherever I'm getting my market commentary from, you start to think, all right, well, how can I take this back to the analyst AI tool and really see how these factors are playing out in that sector or with that specific stock? So it starts to kind of reframe your thought process a bit in a good way.
Indeed, certainly adding an extra dimension to the investment process that some investors may haven't considered before. I'd like to move on now, Brandon, and look at huge explosion in AI across pretty much every industry. And there's a conversation around risk, and you know, that's certainly one that is pertinent for financial markets. So, you know, when you're looking at the deployment of the tool, how does the consideration of risk play in to what you're doing as a company, what your plans are for the future, and maybe on a personal level, how do you see things playing out, you know, for investors that are using these tools that maybe start to over-rely on the tools, you know, looking at potential biases within AI, for example, AI tools could suggest certain investments to investors, and then, you know, you could see a big flow into certain investments that then make them, you know, maybe a little bit overvalued. You know, what are the checks and balances that are in place within AI to make sure that those risks are managed? And what have you done as a company to manage the risks of your tool?
Yeah, great question. So any AI or kind of LLM, in as far as I'm concerned, is as good as the data it's trained on, right? So the public available LLMs, ChatGTP and Claude and Grok, obviously is famously trained and overly weighted on X content and tweets. So that's where we think we can make a big difference. Like, we are going to provide AI models that are trained, that are really only fed on credible information, on credible sources. So, you know, I mentioned we pay gobs of money for the right data feeds to train the AI tools that we have. It's not being trained on Twitter feeds and everything that's posted in public forums. And yeah, so there's a quality issue there that I think, you know, is an opportunity for Tradu and firms like us to put better quality AI tools in front of customers just by way of curating the data, the inputs that, you know, that AI tool is trained on. That's a big deal. As far as risk goes, that, you know, for a company like ours, that's got to be front and center in the conversation all of the time. We're not an advisory shop. We're not here to give advice. We're here to give tools and access to the markets at, you know, at great rates. So our AI tools do have to come, you know, those restrictions in place. If someone asks it for trading advice, it's going to have to give you back, you know, answer that that's not what we're here for, but I can give you specific financial sheet information, from, you know, technical support and moving average kind of information and stuff that's a bit more objective. But also, you know, you mentioned, you asked a good question earlier, it's not just a prompt. Like, it's not reliant on you, the user, to come up with a concept or an idea. It will guide you through some concepts and ideas and kind of help you navigate. All right, well, this is the sector I'm most interested in at the moment. Let me try to navigate and, you know, generate ideas of what my next trade or investment might be. And again, you know, I kind of end the answer on that note. Like, that's where firms like us can really shine. Like, we can put tools in front of customers that give them that bit of guidance or kind of prompting, you know, ourselves, where, listen, you know, here's a heat map. Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with the biggest movers yesterday? Do you want to start with the ones that are coming up, you know, high in the sentiment scores? Do you want to dig into the earnings releases that are coming up this week and the expectations against those? It's more of a guided process than just a blank prompt script.
Perfect. Thank you. So, very clear point there that TradeU's tool in particular is a tool for research, not an advisory tool. And I think that's, you know, you start to get into to pretty shaky ground with the advisory side of things. So it's all there as an extra dimension for the research process. So thank you very much for making that point, Brendan. So to finish off now, I'd like to look at a broader overview of AI within brokerages and trading and investing and the services that platforms offer, and look at, you know, your perspective on whether AI will make markets more efficient over time and empower more people to invest, and whether you feel it could widen the gap between pro investors and retail investors, or do you think it's something that's going to close the gap there?
Yeah, so as far as market efficiency goes, I do think it will make markets more, I hope, you know, and I do think at this point it will make markets more efficient and empower people to invest. You know, I kind of harken back to the analogy of social media. You know, you should consciously curate your social media feeds, like, because if you don't, you're going to be fed a lot of toxic, bad information. And I think the same is and certainly will be true with AI. Like, conscientiously curate the feeds that you're using and the AI tools that you're using, and know, you know, the learning data that they're being trained on. So use good ones, you know, the publicly available ones, and the ones that are, you know, learning on toxic, bad information are going to give you toxic, bad results. So there is a conscientious curating there that I think people need to be on top of and aware of. As far as the gap between professional and retail customers, you know, we certainly are positioning ourselves as a company that is very focused on narrowing that gap. You know, TradeU's kind of tagline is trade with an institutional edge. Like, our reason for being, so to speak, is that we can bring institutional, not just access to the tradable markets and pricing, but tools and analytics to the individual investor. And that's a big, important deal for us. And we can help with that curation element. We can make sure that the tools we're putting in front of our customers aren't fed by, you know, bots, Twitter, that are just feeding the machine nonsense. Like, we will curate that and make sure that we put in front of our customers our tools that we, frankly, we ourselves use and are proud to be putting out there in front of our customers.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So just as a note to listeners, for anybody that would like to know more about TradeU's analyst AI tool, do check out the notes to this podcast, because there will be a link through to their platform where you can sign up and test the tool out for yourself. So Brendan, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Jonathan, thank you. It's been great.
And looking forward to having you back on the podcast again before long.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Speak soon. Yep.
Thank you. And thank you very much to everyone for listening. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember, all investment involves risk.